This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Kim Todd from CCD Business Development in this morning. And periodically, you guys do these small business workshops. You've got another one coming up. Tell us about it.
That's right. We have a half-day workshop coming up on the last Friday of the month. That's October 28th, and it's going to be chock full of content and people in our small business ecosystem in Douglas County and in the state.
So what's kind of the focus of this?
Well, we're always in touch with small business owners and nonprofits, and several topics usually come up that are, you know, areas of assistance or areas of growth they'd like to talk about. Marketing is one of them, and digital marketing, it's a thing. If you're not digital, you're leaving money on the table. So we have a breakout session in marketing. Finance 101. So a lot of small business owners could use a retirement plan. They could use a life insurance plan, and lots of times it's just a matter of getting them connected to that resource and what's the first step. And so we're going to have a local principal at Umpqua Wealth there to present on Finance 101. And then the big hot topic, of course, is keeping and procuring that workforce talent. So many employers need that. And there are several resources out there. I heard from Natasha Garrison. She's at the Southern Oregon Workforce Investment Board. She's got an amazing program she's going to be sharing with people. She's also bringing along WorkSource Douglas, business specialist Shardell Johnson. So together they'll present on workforce. And then the best thing is we have local employer. I think Orenco is one of those, you know, top 20 employers in Douglas County. And Jeff Ball from Orenco Systems is going to be our keynote speaker, kind of opening up the day and really talking about what those areas of marketing, finance 101, and workforce development look like on his journey with Orenco.
And obviously, they're a local company that's got a kind of a worldwide footprint and doing a lot of things that even a lot of people locally aren't aware of. So that'll be an interesting perspective to get. And for business right now, yeah, there's so many factors where a lot of people are looking around and going, help.
Help. And that's what CCD does. You know, this is funded through a grant from three different grants, actually, and they all fall under what I do, which is technical assistance for small business. So when somebody needs that help, they can contact me. They can get free and confidential assistance. And often when I'm talking to people that need help, but they're like, where do I start? I say, what's on your to-do list that you just can't get done? You're just a busy business owner. What's on that to-do list? Let's work together to get it done. And sometimes it's digital marketing. Sometimes it is that finance. And very often it is writing that first, you know, job description so that they can grow their business. So from that technical assistance, which we have 160 clients in Coos, Curry, and Douglas counties, the majority are here in Douglas County. Those clients will be attending this because of the grants. This event is completely free to the attendee.
And where is it going to be held at?
It's going to be at the City Roseburg Library right around the corner from here. It's a great space, and what will happen is they'll meet in the general meeting room. We'll hear from keynotes. We'll also have the new Southwest Regional Director from Business Oregon. We'll have Wayne and Jessica from the Partnership for Economic Development, and we'll have the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center, being there because those, of course, are the resources in our small business ecosystem here. So they will each stand up, and you'll get to meet them, and they'll get to present on what's going on locally. And then people can break out into, again, the subject matter of their choice. So they can either go to any two of the three topics. So it's going to be a fun day of learning.
And how's it wrap up?
So I'm so glad you asked, Kyle. This is my favorite part. So we were trying to think, you know, we wanted to have a lunch, but how can we really serve our small business community and have a luncheon at the same time? So this is what we've done. We've contacted six downtown restaurants, and we have provided lunches from 10 lunches from each of them. So when you show up to attend this event, you're going to get a ticket, and that ticket's going to tell you where you're having lunch that day. So of course we take into consideration dietary, you know, some people are vegetarian. So we have amazing restaurants like Rapid and Rollin', Old Soul, Bricks, Alexander's, and North 40 that we're going to just send people into the community, and you get to, you know, talk with people that have just been at the same event and kind of, you know, you always have some good juicy tidbits that you've heard and you want to share and network with others.
Wow. So it's going to be kind of an action-packed day, a lot going on and free.
and free because of these grants that have been, you know, sometimes that's that final thing that somebody needs to make it to an event. They're busy, they've got lots to do, so we made it a half day, which is more accommodating. And just having that lunch and being able to come for free is really removes all obstacles and closes all gaps for people that may, you know, not come otherwise.
So if somebody wanted to get connected, how do they do that?
The best thing to do is go to our website, ccdbusiness.org. There's a big banner right on the top that says, we're having an event. Click here. And when you click there, it'll give you the information for the day, and then you're able to register at that time. We definitely want people to register now. We are about half capacity so far. So we really want you to register early and make sure that you block out that day on your calendar and have come down and see us.
All right. And if people want to find out more about your organization in general, maybe some of the stuff that you're doing, what's the phone number they can get connected?
The best phone number is 541-672-6728. And then if you want to talk to me, my extension is 307, but you'll be able to be directed from that point.
All right, Kimberly Todd from CCD Business Development, thanks for coming in.
I appreciate the time this morning with you, Kyle.
8:37 at the Morning Report.